Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Hello, friends. Welcome back to episode 28. And today's episode is going to be a short one. I have spent the last 8 days with my husband on a cruise, the most amazing cruise. We went to the Western Caribbean. We were on a cruise for 8 days. We got to stop at Haiti. We stopped at Jamaica, man. And we stopped at Cozumel. And we did some incredible things. We saw some of the most amazing natural beauty. We saw so many things. This episode is not about all the things we saw. But let's just say we had the most amazing, relaxing time. You know, I didn't have to cook for anybody. I didn't have to clean up after myself. We had all of our meals prepared for us. Someone came in and cleaned our room twice a day. We got to go on these awesome excursions and go see the world. And we got to go see shows. And we had such a good time. And I think that the biggest thing that I learned from this entire trip is how much I appreciate the things that I have. Now, obviously, I so appreciated being able to take this trip. This trip was given to us by my husband's company. He did an awesome job at work. They gave him an award for doing an awesome job at work, and they sent us on this cruise. So, obviously, I am super grateful that we got to go on this cruise. I really appreciated it. I realized when we were preparing for this trip that since my 7.5-year-old was born, I have only been away from my children for a 4-day period, and that was last year for our 15th anniversary. John and I went to Las Vegas for 4 days. So technically, I was only really away from them for 3 days because one of the days was the day we dropped them off. So in the last 7.5 years, I have only spent 3 full days away from my children. So this was, number one, it was an amazing time for me to, you know, not have to be the mom for a week. And it was also a great time for my kids to spend with their grandparents. It was a wonderful time for my kids to get some space away from me. You know, I stay home and take care of my kids, so they spend all their time with me. All the time. They spend tons and tons and tons of time with me. And this trip made me realize something that, you know, I already know inside my heart, but it's great to do something that like brings that to the forefront. So I know how grateful and blessed I am to stay home and take care of my kids. But any of you stay-at-home parents understand that it's like the hardest job you'll ever do, right? You have to do so much. You wear so many hats when you take care of your children. It's not just like a regular job where you go and you have a handful of things that you're supposed to do. And maybe it's a big handful. You know, not every job is the same. But parenting is a never-ending job. So you are on call 24/7 and you are responsible to not only keep these little children alive, but keep them happy and fed and clean and educate them and love on them and help create the people that you set up the system for them to grow in to become the kind of people that you want your children to be, right? So I know how blessed I am that I get to stay home with my children and do that. I didn't get to do that with my oldest until she was 3, and I definitely understand how grateful I am, but being away from them for a week really brought it to the forefront to me of how truly blessed I am to be able to be that 24/7 person to them, that I get the joy of being the one that they want when they have a boo-boo, or being the person that they come home to and tell them how exciting their day was, or cry on my shoulder. They missed their mommy, and I missed them. But also, it let me realize how lucky I am to have the wonderful husband that I have. You know, we've been together for 19 years now, and I love him more every day that we're together. But being able to get away and spend this time together was incredible. You know, he spends a lot of time traveling for his job, so there's a lot of nights we spend away from each other, like a lot of them. So it really helped me to realize how lucky I am to have such a wonderful man beside me and such a wonderful father. He is everything that I could ever have hoped for in a man, and even more. And I'm sure he's going to listen to this and be like, oh gosh, right? No, he doesn't really talk like that. That's just me being goofy. But this trip, when I came home, I got to walk into my house and look around at all the things that I have that are mine, that we have built up over the years. We've created this life that we want for ourselves. And getting away from it has allowed me to come home with this great perspective of how blessed I am for the things that I do have, and how amazing they are, and how wonderful my everyday life is. You know, when you get stuck in the day-to-day doldrum where everything is the same, you know, you wake up in the morning, you feed the kids breakfast, you get one to school, you go home, you do lunch, you do laundry, you do dishes, you do dinner, you do baths, you do bedtime, right? And you get stuck in that routine of your life, and you don't even really notice that time is just passing. But being able to get away for a week has really given me what I think is some much needed perspective on just how incredible my day-to-day life routine is. And that's really all I have for you guys. I am exhausted. We spent all day flying home, picking up our kids. John's putting them to bed right now, and we just unpacked. And I had to put basically everything I packed with me had to go into the washing machine because I packed like everything I own that fits me. So I just want to remind you how taking a step away, and obviously not everybody can just go take a cruise, right? Like in my normal everyday life, that's not something that I can do. This was a wonderful gift that was given to us. But just taking the time mentally to step away from your everyday life, to be able to gain some perspective on the amazing things that you do have and be grateful for the wonderful things you do have, is such a refreshing, wonderful thing. And you don't have to get on a cruise ship and go halfway across the world. You can do this in your own brain, right? You can take an hour, get in the bathtub, close your eyes and go somewhere else in your brain, right? And then when you come back refreshed and more able to appreciate all the wonderful things that you do have. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. I'm so excited to be back home and speaking to you all, and I can't wait to bring you more episodes, and I hope you all have a fantastic week. Bye. If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blandford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.